Take Flight by Duduzilema Tebula and Nicolene Berger. The text we are talking about today is our cultural contribution to the interactive part of this conference. We created an audiovisual workshop called Take Flight. The workshop shares reflections and actions done by the artists in an ongoing performative walking collaboration that acknowledges how the act of walking can be subversive to problematic institutionalized histories in public space and therefore be a healing act. Take Flight seeks to extend the perimeters of psychogeography and contemporary art in an interactive, global performance of walking. The destabilization and visual change brought about by this audio workshop, guiding bodies to walk in cities, in mindscapes, with a conscious intention to imagine the alternative. This is how we change narratives. Considering the ongoing debate about which political, religious, or social figures should be monumentalized in the South African space and which ideals should be kept overlooking the public, we think there is an urgency for visual professionals to reconsider the traditional monument. A necessity has arisen to critically deconstruct the symbolism of this form of commemoration by honestly asking whether there is still space for these kinds of figures to stand uninterrupted, unmoving in a post-apartheid South Africa. In 2015, Nicolene Berger started considering the problematics of South African monuments in public spaces. She did a sculpting performance workshop where her lecturer Lidaline Moe was asked to consider alternative monuments that tell new South African stories. The static nature of this transitional monument or traditional monument on a plinth became the focus of her study, and her question was how to make monuments more active. The image of an empty plinth with a staircase came to mind as a visual invitation for anyone to become a monument. This, as well as the Roads Must Fall movement of 2015, introduced the question around static monuments moving down so that new narratives can be created and documented. She started considering the possibility of anyone climbing onto the plinth next to a monument, an existing one, to intervene with the uninterrupted history told by that static monument. She created an installation performance piece called Flight in 2016 during the Fees Must Fall protest on the Stellenbosch campus of University of Stellenbosch in Cape Town. She invited students to walk up to a wooden staircase and have a conversation, an encounter with the monument of Yanni Marais, Nicolene and I met at a live art workshop organized by the ICA Institute of the University of Cape Town in 2019. We connected over a similar inquiry in our practical outputs. How can art play a role in catalyzing and facilitating healing in public spaces? Nicolene and I have since created work together that engages and expands this question to themes such as womanhood, public memory, rituals, identity, and culture, all coming together under the ongoing collaboration called Take Flight. Take Flight is a series of live art interventions, of which the first took place on the 19th of November, 2019 in Cape Town. The collaboration includes written reflections, audiovisual artworks, and performance workshops, which brings together the two female artists from different worlds. Together through this work, Nicolene and I contemplate what action might be taken or what might be communicated through our bodies in the name of art that will stir conversation conscientiously and accelerate the cleansing and healing of South African spaces that carry colonial remembrance. So, Take Flight acts as an alternative monument by engaging static colonial monuments through performance art and movement. In 2016 and in 2019, the projects Flight and Take Flight invited students and Capetonians to reconsider the public monument, not as that permanently fixes an individual and the ideas he or she stood for in the public space, but as it points out where ideas meet in discussion, in movement, in art, in performance, and silent protest. The installation of bulky staircases and the hyper-visual garments donned by Nicolene and I highlighted the renegotiations of identity, policy, relationships, and power that underpin the current South African reality. Each iteration of Take Flight symbolizes the continued destabilization of race, prejudice, and wealth, power structures necessary in South Africa after 1994, as well as in a post-colonial, post-patriarchal world at large. This is necessary. But it also points to the sad truth of the Rainbow Nation. More than 20 years after the abolition of apartheid, we are not an equal nation. The same with the process of decolonization and dismantling patriarchal norms all around the world. The process is ongoing and often tedious and frustrating. Take Flight therefore argues that what South Africa and most public spaces in the world need in terms of monument is interruption, questioning, destabilization, and visual change. Take Flight offers a platform for this to take place. A prominent motivation behind this collaboration is to use our intuitive and emotional process of art making to question, why are you still here? And insert our bodies through performative action into public spaces where violent histories need to be confronted in the present. We chose live art to practice our artistic considerations because we believe that the body is the cross between what is private and public, and it is a cross where these two entities also meet and exist. Our individualistic nature is formed with a private, separate identity in the body, in the mind. But as soon as we move into the public space, what is collective is reflected onto and from our bodies. Through live art, the audience is caught off guard to relate to the other in a way that commonly involves all the senses. Berger and I argue that a deeper understanding is instilled from one body to another. Our performances are always therefore allowing for interaction with the audience through either the making of an action that engages the audience. Our performances always allow for the interaction with the audience through either making the audience perform an action, engage with the making of the work in collaboration, or use more than one scene in viewing the work as it evolves. This is where the concept of the workshop entered. An audio visual file made accessible to anyone all over the world, guiding them to do a performative walk to stabilize and reflect on the normative histories documented in their spaces, their public spaces in particular. Most monuments are patriarchal, let alone colonial in nature. Through the first public expression of Take Flight, Berger and I expressed our fascination in the idea that women from different worlds still inherit his story. And we wondered together, where is her story? We called for a resurgent knowledge to appear and to be felt, that his story and her story are equally important, and that her story also needed to be placed at the forefront of time. The silent performance we did in 2019 showed that women have long been here, but that their pain, the stories about their pain, labor, and lives have not been archived enough in the South African public space. Through the workshop, we reflect on the process of doing this public walk, this public gesture, telling the story and re-asking the question that led us to do a performative walk in the center of Cape Town, South Africa, to cleanse the space for new stories to enter. Our interventions highlight the ongoing impact these publicly commemorated violent histories have on the emotional lives of many. We laboriously created striking garments to acknowledge the care, the labor, singular and collective labor of women identifying bodies have done to heal and connect people. We stood tall and encouraged walkers around the world to stand tall as well with these colonial relics that need to be questioned, asking other citizens to look at us and consider a new vantage point to question history with us, to rewrite and insert his story with us, to walk with us, to make sure that we can be seen and our stories, which are representative of many other women identifying bodies, to take flight.